this hour in news, I'm Jason Walker. Stunning setback for the Trump administration following a major ruling in two high-profile political cases. More on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, concluding that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The ruling amounts to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the Trump administration plans to review all refugees admitted during the Biden years. A memo obtained by the Associated Press shows that the Biden administration prioritized expediency and quantity over thorough vetting. Well, a former Navy aviator and astronaut as well could be in trouble. Pentagon investigating Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly over possible breaches of military law. We have more on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The investigation into the former Navy pilot stems from a video that featured several lawmakers calling for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Senator Kelly needs to be held accountable.
You can't have a functioning military if there's disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
The Pentagon cited a federal law that allows retired service members to be recalled to active duty for possible court-martial or other measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Southern Baptist pastors have asked about salvation.
Lifeway Research has been asking SBC clergymen how often they urge people in their congregations to accept Christ. 74% of respondents say they give a gospel invitation every single Sunday when they preach. 11% say they do it several times a month. And 3% say they make the invitation about once a month. SBC spokesman Steve Parr says, quote, Southern Baptist pastors on the whole firmly believe in the power of the gospel, the responsibility of sharing the gospel, and the importance of offering a time for a response. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reaching record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024. That is 9% more than the year before. This is SRN News. Experts are warning about a growing AI divide.
In the 90s, we were warned about the digital divide. Today, experts are sounding the alarm over a possible AI divide, one that would split communities into AI haves and have-nots, especially if access and education don't keep pace. If history is any lesson, it's not merely access that matters, but the willingness and ability of individuals and companies to adopt and integrate AI that will keep them from falling behind. Bob Agner reporting.
A copy of the very first issue of Superman, discovered by three brothers as they cleaned out their late mother's attic, has been sold at an auction house in Texas. The amount, $9.1 million. That makes it by far the most expensive comic book ever sold. More details at srnnews.com.